Hey, it's Sterling Valentine. We're with Dov Gordon today, runner of one of the most exclusive and popular and helpful masterminds I have ever been a part of. So Dov, thank you very much for joining us today, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Good to have you in the group, the mastermind. Yep.
I've been a fan for a long time. I've been hearing a lot about this mastermind that you run. It's very exclusive, a lot of top people in it. And when John Corcoran invited me to be a part of it, I jumped at the chance. So it's really been very, very helpful. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your particular take on, you know, your journey through the high ticket world and how you put together your back end and all that. So I'm really looking forward to hearing about it. So maybe we can just get started with finding out, how did you get into the personal service consulting business in the first place? How did you move from whatever you were doing into entrepreneurship?
Short version, I've been reading business books since age 13, was interested in marketing, business, and so on. And, you know, a couple years out of high school, I was looking for something to do. It's time to get married. Got married, actually, right? And then, you know, it was time to do something. And I had heard or read about business coaching at some point. I enrolled in a coach training course, two-year course. And that, I mean, that's the really short version. We can, you know, get a long version, but that's probably, we can start there.
Okay. And who's your target market? Who do you usually work with?
Mostly we work with consultants, coaches, and experts who are good at what they do, maybe even great at what they do, world class. And we help them create a consistent flow of ideal clients. And that's the result of, I suppose, you know, I've been running my own business now for about 15 years. And the first 7 or 8 years were an uphill slog, knowing that I was intelligent, at least I thought so, still think so, had a lot to offer, capable, and just struggled to help the clients that I really wanted to understand that I could help them and paying me would be a really good deal for everybody. So, you know, eventually I started to understand what I've been doing wrong, started to understand what I was missing. You know, I just for years struggled because I knew I had talent, knew I had skill, but could not figure out how to package it, present it, sell it to the people who really could benefit from it. So eventually, about seven or so years ago, started moving towards working with small business entrepreneurs and eventually consultants, coaches, and experts. That's kind of my sweet spot. Although, you know, we also work with other companies that have an expertise component to what they're doing. So if it's an educational aspect or their customers need to be educated.
So did you move into high ticket pricing right away, premium offers, or did you inch your way up to it? And what was your experience like when you first got into that territory?
Just for this, so I understand, how are you defining high ticket?
Well, I usually ask people to define it themselves, you know, what you would consider to be higher ticket in your particular industry. So since we're in a similar space, you know, when did you break the, you know, let's say the $1,000 to $5,000 level? You know, most consultants start off, you know, the few $100 range just to get their feet wet. But when did you break into what most would consider higher ticket?
Well, I could remember back when I was still working out of my bedroom. I think that was when I made my first $2,000 coaching sale. So it was quite a while ago. You know, then we moved things up and over a couple of years, moved it up to a year-long $15,000, $18,000 coaching program. And then what we did was we lobbed off the first 100 days. And now our main offer is a $5,900 at the time of this. I don't know, it might double by the time people watch it, right? So, you know. But yeah, well, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to double it. But yeah, we'll inch things up probably over time. But the $5,900, plenty of clients, 100-day sprint. That's the main thing we do. And on the back of that, we have a year-long mastery program or multi-year-long mastery program for the, you know, for those who do really well in the 100-day sprint, we will invite them to the mastery program if we think that they'll thrive there. So that's, you know, and that's a $15,000 to $18,000 program on the other side. When did we start that? So it's an evolution. I mean, I guess what happens is that first person who paid $2,000, you hang up and you're like, yes, wow, someone did it. And then what happens is over time is your confidence grows. And you know, a mistake that one of the many mistakes I made early on in my attempts to grow a consulting business, because that's what I was trying to do early on. I was trying to get corporate clients. I was running a CEO peer advisory group where I invited corporate CEOs, companies of between $10 and $150 million in sales. So, not small potatoes by any stretch of the imagination. And it was okay. It was good. It was an uphill battle. It was a fight. I'll spare the details unless you want to go there. But one of the mistakes I made earlier on was I studied value-based fees, which I still believe in. The problem was I didn't understand how to go from pretty much starting off to charging high fees. So I would put together proposals and put really high fees, but I really didn't know what I was doing. And on some level, that came across. I was this enthusiastic, intelligent, talented, but very naive guy who was, putting together high value proposals. But I really didn't know what other people were charging. I didn't really understand the marketing aspect and how to build the credibility and so on. I had a lot that I could do and very little focus. At the end of the day, if you want to build a thriving business on the back of your expertise, you need a lot of focus. I'd say that's where we are now.
For sure. So when you first moved into that $2,000 range, was that challenging for you? And where did you get the gumption, the idea to do that? Did you say, hey, I'm underpricing myself from day one? Or did you feel like you were at a good price and then you suddenly saw somebody else doing it? I mean, what got you in the mood to, up level that high?
The mood was probably the bills, but that was serious. But what got me there was, this is where I was heading to before and forgot. But the point I was getting at was that it's gradual. The mistake I made was jumping too high. But the truth is, pricing is a combination of who you're selling to. It has to be the right person who's capable of paying and sees the value, so they'd want to pay. But you also have to believe in it. Like it's as much a function of your own self-confidence as anything else. So growing your pricing, what I've seen from my own experience and what I've guided many clients through is, rather than tell people to start, really high, oh, they're not charging enough and so on, because I've seen a lot of people get their teeth kicked in that way. But what I've seen many people succeed with is, okay, what are you comfortable charging? All right, now charge 10, 20% more than that. Charge double that. Charge 10, 20% more than what you're comfortable charging. And then the next time, charge a little bit more. And the next time, and then double it. At some point, you'll be ready. And the key, though, is that it should always be a little bit more than what you feel perhaps comfortable with. And over time, what you start to think, will anybody actually pay that? And then you've had a number of clients paying that. And then you start to think, I wonder if I can push this even higher. And it's a combination of your confidence, your better understanding of your ideal clients, your greater confidence in your ability to serve them because you've done it many times already. And over time, you push the fees up higher and higher, as opposed to the mistake I made at the beginning, which was, I had a great mentor, value-based fees. And hey, I learned an awful lot, but I was broke then because I was missing pieces in the puzzle and I didn't know that.
We have to start somewhere. So youthful exuberance notwithstanding, eventually you caught up to yourself, right? So what have you learned about a premium pricing, premium offers that you didn't know when you first started out? If you could look back and tell yourself back then what you know now, what are some of the biggest things you've learned about charging premium prices and putting together premium offers for your clients?
Okay, so let's talk about putting together premium offers, okay? Or really any offer, because that's part of the answer, is that there's really nothing that much different from a high-priced offer as from a low-priced offer. The same fundamentals apply. You still have to be talking to somebody who has a problem that you can help solve, wants a result that you can enable, all right? That's a catchphrase that, turns on the light bulb for a lot of our clients and customers, right? The only thing that anyone's ever interested in is if you can solve a problem they have and don't want, get a result they want and don't have. And every offer has to be based on that. So, you know, I forget, there's research that showed that people, you know, if you charge it, there's people will often take things that are free, but if it costs a dollar, they're already going to stop. And there isn't that much difference between a dollar necessarily and $10 or $50. Obviously, there could be a very big difference between $50 and $5,000. But the point is that once there is some kind of price, whether it's financial or cost of time or whatever it might be, you're going to have to package and present your offer in such a way that the other party can see how this is going to serve them, help them solve a problem, get a result. So I'd say that is definitely something that, as simple as it sounds now, it's something that took me a long time to understand. Because I think most people getting started in business, and this is true for me as well, is you get caught up in this idea of what you can do for people. And the breakthrough will come when you realize that it's not about what you can do. It's not about your methodology. It's not about your expertise or your experience. It's really only about what they're going to buy. And what they're going to buy is, help me solve this problem. Help me get that result.
So when you look at putting together like a more premium offer, what separates and differentiates your premium offerings from your standard, you know, maybe front end or frontline offers? What's the extra that somebody would get from you if they pay a more premium price?
So the extra that's involved in selling it, right? If that's what you're asking, right?
Or what they receive. Yeah.
What they receive. Okay. So there are different ways of going about that, or kind of answering that. I'll draw it. Okay.
Great.
If I can find my my marker here, right? But there's you kind of help people get from where they are to where they want to be, right? Let's say they're here.
Yes.
And there's a trajectory. Now there are steps, you know, there are different phases along the way. All right. So you can have lower priced offers where you help somebody tackle one of those pieces of the entire puzzle of the process. Okay, that's one way of doing it. So you might charge a lower fee for helping them with one part of it and a higher fee for helping them with the whole thing. That's one way. Another way would be that there's a lot of depth to all these things, or levels of getting your help. It could be just a recorded, pre-recorded online video course or whatever course, and doesn't involve any personal interaction. And then there are all the different little bits and pieces that we can add on from the, you know, like this is the basic written ebook level, on to video courses, to live Q&A, to group coaching, one-on-one coaching, in-person events, all the different features that we see. So generally, the more assistance that you're providing, which will often be correlated to more of your own personal time, but not necessarily, but the more assistance you're providing to help them get there, done for you pieces, right? So the higher the price is going to be. So you can be raising your prices by going across, right? Covering more parts of the puzzle, or you can raise your prices by going down in one or more of the, or all of the pieces to get them from one side to the other side, right, from where they are to where they want to be.
Makes sense. So what kind of mistakes have you made, or what kind of mistakes have you seen your students and clients make that are consistent, you know, regarding approaching and trying to sell and deliver premium offers?
Well, I think the biggest mistake is, there's the mistake I already covered, which is going too far too fast. I don't think you can outcharge your level of self-confidence. I think that, you know, someone who has tremendous self-confidence, even if their skill level is not as high as their self-confidence, right? There are people who their confidence is higher than their skill level. That's not me. My skill level is probably higher than my confidence, right? But there are some people there, I think they're the exception. So they will charge fees that they can't deliver on. You know, they're not good. But most people, I think their confidence is not high enough. And the big mistake is not recognizing that, you know what? Decide what you want first. Meaning, what kind of clients do you want to be working with? What kind of work do you want to be doing? What kind of fees do you want to be earning? And then first what, then how. Then figure out how you can get in front, build a marketing and selling system. And this is what we're often doing, is help them build that marketing and selling process to get in front of their ideal clients so that you can get in front of your ideal clients consistently and bring them in. Okay. The biggest mistake people make is that they're afraid to really dream, let's say, or they're afraid to really ask themselves, okay, what do I really want? Instead, they settle for what they think they can have. So rather than going after the clients they really want and building a bridge to those clients, they think, oh my gosh, I need, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I need to pay the bills or whatever pressure they're giving into. And they say, okay, what could I do? And then they say, oh, I could do this. And then it's like they're shackled. They've got their legs shackled and they're always taking a step here, a step there, and a step there. And then you can go 10, 20 years, 30 years in life, and you've achieved very little compared to your potential, for sure. So it's a totally different mindset between what do I want to build? Okay, and what's my very next step? As opposed to where am I? What am I capable of? Okay, I guess I'll stay there. The realization when you wake up and you realize I'm not limited by the skills that I have now. I'm not limited by the current situation or environment that I find myself in. I'm limited by what I want, what I decide I want. If I want this or that, you know, I want to get to $1 million a year, $10 million a year. It's all possible. The key thing is realizing that I don't have to know how to get there in order to want it. All I need to know is the very next step. And I you know, this what versus how, it's so simple, but it is so hard for so many people to really wrap their minds around and get to the level of belief that, huh, I really could go for anything I want as long as I'm willing to do what it takes. And I don't need to know every single step in order to start. I'll one analogy, then we can move on. You know, I often talk to consultants, coaches, experts who they want to build a business. They want to, and they realize on some level that they're going to need some help. But we seem to have, as experts, we seem to have this thing that I should be able to do it on my own. I should be able to figure it out. Why our clients can't do it on their own and can't figure out, you know, I don't know, that's them, right? But it's not true. And most of that belief is coming out of fear of spending the money investing in ourselves, right? I spent $40,000 last year on coaching for myself, right? That's also another thing. Side point, I'm going off track, but one of the best things that you could do to build your confidence, because we say your fees will follow your confidence. One of the best things you can do to build your confidence, two things you should do. Number one is turn away clients who are no good for you. Walk away from business. Walk away from bad business. That builds your confidence. You're telling yourself, I don't really need this. I'll be okay. Okay, there's no money in the bank, but you walk away from the wrong business, you're building your confidence. I'm not saying to be reckless. I'm saying to be wise. Okay. Number two, the second thing that will build your confidence is you invest in yourself. I remember talking to a coach who he wanted to be charging $1,000 a month for coaching clients, but when it came time to invest in himself, he couldn't afford it. You're not going to be able to sell somebody on spending $1,000 a month, because when they bring up some whatever story, and then you're thinking of, yeah, gosh, I don't know how anybody spends that kind of money. I was just kind of hoping you would, but I sure couldn't, right? You can't do that. And I used to think that people would say that, you know, marketers would say that because, you know, that's just, they want me to spend money with them. But, you know, it's actually true. And I could say that I didn't spend $40,000 out of the gate that I didn't have. I started off by spending $3,500 with my first mentor, and then another $3,500 to continue. And then I think it was $8,500 for, you know, as, and then maybe 12 or 15, and then 30 plus, you know, hotel and international travel a number of times a year, so it gets to 40. So it's not, you know, you have to know where you are and what your next step is and where you're headed. And so those are two ways to build confidence, but it's really true. It's really true. The reason it's true is not because marketers say it. The reason it's true is because somebody will work with you as their consultant, as their coach, because they want you to lead them from where they are to someplace better. And they're trusting you to lead them. They can't see the way from here to there. But they could sense if you're a fake. They could sense if you don't really have it in you to lead them. And if you're somebody who just imitates or just copies or just parrots what other people say, but you don't have it in you to take the risks that you're asking other people to take, they will not follow you.
Absolutely. Well,
other suckers will, and you're going to have a miserable time with them, but the quality clients won't. The quality clients want quality leadership.
No, you're absolutely
and that's
right.
What you're going to expect.
No, you're absolutely right. Nobody will invest in you at a higher level than you've already invested in yourself. That is fundamental, out of the gate, true, that nobody's going to invest in themselves through you at any kind of a higher level than you've already invested in yourself, because you know they can tell, right? And so, and you brought up so many good points in such a short period of time. The confidence thing really rang true for me, because I remember when I first charged my first $5,000, and you know I found out how easy it was actually to do that when I was nervous about it before. And then when the $10,000 decision moment comes around, I started to think, well, maybe I'll shy away from this. You know, the thermostat kicks in and you start to say, yeah, but maybe 5,000, but maybe not 10,000. And then I started to get nervous the other way. I started to think, am I going to get myself nervous out of, you know, am I going to miss this opportunity? Am I going to be so nervous that I don't charge it? That made me really nervous, because then I said, there's your ceiling kicking in right there. There, are you going to let that feeling, you know, penalize yourself and punish your clients that you could eventually help by kind of giving in to that nervousness? So I think you're absolutely right about the confidence and approaching it that way. So maybe if I could ask you some final pieces of advice for people out there who understand the concept, really want to move forward, but still just need this little extra bit of push or clarification or focus, what would be your final piece of advice to somebody who's looking to finally break through that ceiling and charge premium prices and start offering premium offers in their business?
Do it. Just do it. You know, you got to have a clear package in what you're offering. That's another mistake that I made. And that is, I remember doing a launch a few years ago and not really being clear in my own mind what I was selling, right? Should I package it this way and sell for that price? Should I package it that way? And I started the whole thing, and in the middle, I still wasn't clear. And looking back, I realized, you know why I didn't sell? Because I didn't know what I was selling. And if I didn't know, they sure weren't going to buy, right? I mean, obviously, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what? It's that little bit of lack of clarity that I had that just undermined everything. So don't worry about having the perfect program. Don't worry about getting the perfect clients. Don't worry about charging the perfect fee. Worry about something that you could do well now. Just do it. There are so many right ways to succeed. People are always looking for, okay, what's the right way to do this? How do I do this? There are millions of right ways to succeed. Just look around you at the people who are succeeding. They're all doing it their own way. There are not two people succeeding the right way. There is one way to fail. The one way to fail is just violate timeless truths, violate fundamental principles that have been true as long as, as long as we humans have been around here. And therefore, I guess what I would say is just start. And if you're not sure, if you have questions and doubts, find a coach, a consultant, a mentor, whatever, a colleague, somebody who who's doing what you want to be doing, and pay them, have them help you. And then just do whatever they say. Even if you don't understand it, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if it scares you, just do it.
It's great advice. Yeah. You know, you hang around with the people who do it long enough, it'll rub off on you. Right. So
I'm the greatest beneficiary of that mastermind group, right? I mean, I just, what we're doing right now is something that's finally probably after seeing what other people are doing in our group and learning about it and then trying different things and testing things, because no one can really teach you, but it all comes together. And at some point you get it, the light bulb goes on, and then you find yourself on the other side of the wall and like, wow, I actually broke through. Wow, this is actually kind of nice. I get it now. And suddenly you look up and there's another wall. Oh.
Right.
And then one day after you realize that it's that one wall breaking through and then another wall, that's life. That's living.
That's the game.
That's living. There's no arriving. You know what? Sorry, one more final point. Too many people are in business because they want to arrive. They think that, oh, okay, I just want to get this running so that it'll be okay. I won't have to worry about money and so on. It's the wrong reason. You'll never get there. one of the greatest things you could do for yourself is teach yourself to stop doing what you're doing because you think that one day you won't have to worry, one day you won't have to do whatever it is you don't want to do, and instead do it every single day because, you know what, today I'm going to be the best that I can be today. And that's it. And I'm going to do the best that I can do today. And if you are the best that you can do today, and then you do that every day, or, you know, you'll have a down day, but you do it every single day, you'll be doing plenty of, you know, because you can have hundreds of millions of dollars and still worry about money every single day. You got to get that out of your mindset when you have a little bit of money, and then things start to build from there. And I think you're trying to finish this, so I should really shut up, right?
No, not at all. It's like a fountain of wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, Dove Gordon, one of the greatest living mastermind leaders on earth today. It is my honor and privilege to know you, my friend. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And I know you're super, super duper busy. We appreciate you taking the time out to give us this time. So Dove, keep on doing what you're doing, man. It looks good on you.
Thank you very much, Sterling.